Based on research and nearly three decades of consulting to senior business executives, I've identified a continuum of leadership behavior consisting of three leader types: remarkable, perilous, and toxic. These three leadership types are described fully in my recently published book, Behind the Executive Door: Unexpected Lessons from Managing Your Boss and Career. This book also includes a chapter in which I use metaphorical thought to illustrate these three types of leaders. What follows here are six poems from Behind the Executive Door, two for each of the three leader types. Remarkable leaders. The solidity of fog. He would step into it early, as it tumbled low over the land, but high enough to envelop him. Morning scapular that he could embrace, press onto himself, kiss as a totem. Certainty in the quiet, clarity in the calm, as he worked the right problem. Alone in this sudden place. Mysterious in its habits, and the fog was the only thing he could trust completely. Empty next. We escaped it again, didn't we? We Freudian slipped nest to next. Do you remember? An hour ago at lunch, that quick creeping up to it, that semi-glow feel of it, that open, brave do of it, like we were really on it. Then the fading, fast fading away from it. We are strong masters of illusion, you and I, even knowing it is the silken thread to open or lift the heart anew. If you lie still, I will pull it gently through your throat. This will not hurt. There will be no blood. It will be a sudden sliding, and when you see it, no, when you hold it, it will become your kite string and you will fly. Fly mighty from your familiar nest. Empty will become full again. Let me pull it. Let me pull it. Let me pull it now, and we can soar together. Two perilous leaders. Night moves. Two martinis and a bottle of Chardonnay later, he's as loose as rain, as expansive as paint, and ready to sleep for the first time since he became CEO. But sleep rarely came again, having been hijacked by images of snakes, leopards, lizards, tigers, every member of his board, and an especially haunting hyena with his mother's face and her endless ferocity. Emperor's jacket. The thickening quiet and ice. He could not know what lay on the new path before him or who, hidden in the bracken, awaited his trial there. He did not see that the emperor's silk jacket was really knotted and spotted with mud. It had felt so smooth and generous at the table when they beckoned each other into a union of lasting effects. He had not seen the photos of prey dripping blood from the tiger's mouth on the wall there. Blood that would soon intermingle with his. He careening in a mire barely half his own making. two toxic leaders. Killing pigs. He took them to a place where they chased wild pigs, wrestled them to the ground, and slit their throats dead. Blood-smeared and breathless, now this was a team building. Cracked. There is a crack in his head. His head has a crack full of crackers, clogging his thinking with crumbs. Crumbs falling out of his head, onto the floor, over the desks and the chairs of his company. Abundance of dirt and eggshells. Hip deep in eggshells and dirt. They pull on their armor, navy wool gabardine, brushed clean in steel spinning booths. They strap into the spinning booths daily, furious turning as the brushes clean and baste them in revision enough for King Crumb to bind them in promises. There is more dirt than reason, more crackers than time, more time than truth. Most are too stuffed to move, but the others have opted for sanity. More of these poems, or executive vignettes as I've called them, can be found in another book, Standing on Marbles, Three Leader Types in Verse and Imagery.